Good morning, everyone. I actually just wanted to share a thought that I just had literally a couple of minutes ago. But I was really just thinking on drugs specifically and medication. So medications are obviously drugs. But I was really just thinking, what's the number one reason why people take drugs, whether it be recreational or for medical reasons? And it's for, it feels good, right? They either take the medication or they take a drug because they want to feel good. It makes them feel good, right? Is anywhere in there, does it say, does it make you function better? It doesn't. And if we look at what we're doing in America, we're the number one, like, we're the most medicated country, and it's focusing on making us feel better. So again, I just want to remind people that when we do the best measurement of health, if we're measuring it off of how we feel, then we should be the healthiest country because we're drugging as the most people out of anyone, right? But we know that how we feel cannot be the best metric of health, looking statistically at where we rank in health. And basing our health off of how we feel clearly hasn't gotten us very high on that list. It's put us really, really far down that list. So I just want to encourage you all just to remember that, you know, drugs aren't the answer. I've never heard anyone say this drug equals health. Like, this drug will make me healthy. I cannot wait to take this drug or take another drug and take all these medications and drugs because then I'll know I'm truly healthy. We don't look at someone with a full medicine cabinet. Be like, wow, I cannot wait to be that healthy when my medicine cabinet is that full. I've never heard anyone say that. But again, our actions lead that way. And again, I believe it's because people don't know a different way. Is there a different way? Obviously, we all want to feel good. Like, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing to want at all. But it's how we get there. If we feel good and never correct the underlying dysfunctions, it's those aches and pains and dysfunctions are always going to keep coming back because we never actually corrected the root cause of that problem. We're only masking the symptoms. Okay? So I just wanted to share with you all kind of that thought and the reason why we care so much, specifically me and chiropractors in general, care about how much people, how well people are functioning is because we know that if their body is functioning at its best, it's also going to feel at its best. And when we have people functioning and feeling their best, A, that helps keep them off of medications, but allows them to just live to their fullest health potential and their full potential in life. They get to express life at a high quality, and they get to do that around people they love, doing the things that they love, and that's super, super awesome. And, you know, I just want to encourage people to think, too, is like, where does health come from? When I get engaged in health conversations, whether, you know, people agree or disagree with what I'm saying, that's fine. You're allowed to. Everyone's allowed to their opinions, but at the end of the day, let's get down to what's true. What is the best measurement of health? When I ask people that question, that's typically where I can tell them is like, well, this we're never going to agree because this is where you're measuring health, and that's not where health comes from. And then you logically have to break it down again. Like, have you ever seen medication equal health? Because I haven't, and I know if that were the case, that everyone would be taking it, right? But it's not the case. And yet, we act like it is. We act like that the medication is the cure for everything, and it's not. And we need to start looking at what's the actual cause of these problems. And, you know, that's where I get down to. Health comes from the inside out. It doesn't come from the outside in. I don't take something from the outside in, and that makes me healthy, because then everyone could do that, and we'd all be healthy. So it's not logical, and it's just not even factual if you understand how the human body works. And that's why, as chiropractors, I always ask people, when's the last time you've had your nervous system checked? The most important system that controls and coordinates every single system and function of the body. We get all these different exams at annual checkups, but when's the last time someone's looked at your nervous system to see how well it's functioning? If there's any pressure and irritation on it, reducing the amount of communication, proper communication from the brain to the body and the body back to the brain. A lot of people say, never. And I would probably still be in that same boat if no one ever sat me down and explained what chiropractic is. And, you know, that's what I'm really passionate about. If we can get, specifically, if we get infants and kids from a young age, they grow up in health for the rest of their lives. Like, we know that sick kids grow up to be sick adults. Like, that's just the facts. We know that healthy kids grow up to be healthy adults. And, you know, I'm passionate about seeing all people. If you have problems, symptoms, aches, pains, or dysfunctions going on, like, let's look at it. Let's see what's going on. Let's see how your nervous system's functioning. If there's pressure on it, we can remove it. Restore proper function in your nervous system, allowing your brain to communicate to your body at its best and your body back to the brain at its best. And again, when your body starts to function at its best, you also start to feel at your best. That's why so many people hear all the time, oh, chiropractors are just good for getting people out of pain. It's like, yeah, we are. We're pretty stinking good at it. And the reason why that is because we return proper function. And guess what? Those aches and pains go away because they don't need to let us know, hey, there's a problem. Pain, pay attention inside now. There's something going on here. You might want to take action in your health, right? Symptoms are a way for the body to communicate to the brain that, hey, you need to do something here. Something's not right. But, you know, if we actually maintain proper function in that nervous system and in the body, we can avoid a lot of the symptoms that we see in today's world. And that's why I'm so passionate. It's like, yeah, we are good at getting people out of pain. But it's not like I'm just like, oh, man, this person comes in with pain. I'm going to deliver this adjustment just to focus on the pain nerves in the body that approximately 8 to 12% that exit the spine feel pain. So that means there's approximately 88 to 92% that are based off of function nerves that you don't feel. So again, the best metric of health is not how we feel, it's how we function. And that's why we use objective technology to see, hey, there's a dysfunctional problem here. You may or may not be feeling this. Let's correct it now so your body functions properly, and you may never have to feel this if you're not feeling any pains now. And if you are, let's start to correct this so that nerve can start to heal. And then once that nerve heals, it's going to start to repair the damaged tissues that it supplies. It's really that simple. People try to overcomplicate it, but it really is. And that's why we see such great results. Results are always fair, and that's why we track statistics that go through our office. That's why we do progress evaluations. We want to see where people are functionally, if we're making functional improvements. You know, and that stuff's all so important. And I just want to encourage people out there, if you're on medications and stuff, you really need to sit down and evaluate, is this the best metric of health? Is this the solution to my health problems? And if it's not, if you come up with the answer and it's not, then look elsewhere, you know, or ask your doctor, hey, is there any chance I come off of this stuff, or do I have to be on this the rest of my life? Like, because it's really masking the symptoms. It's not correcting the root cause. The problem. So I was just thinking about that this morning. Holy cow, that coffee is getting my mouth going a little fast. But I was just thinking about that this morning. I wanted to share that all with you, kind of get your thoughts on that, and just really just share the message again of how important it is to make sure our bodies are functioning properly so we can all get that thing that everyone wants. We all want to feel great, but that comes as a byproduct of proper function. So I hope that helps you all this morning. Have a great rest of your day. And I look forward to just continuing to grow alongside you guys, learn as much about our body and health as we can, and, you know, just share parts of my story and just continue to grow with you guys. Have a great rest of your day.